Excellent. We have a comment. I don't know if you guys have seen it. The last one is exceptionally awesome. So someone is saying we need mass education and orientation for Nigerians to enable people to understand their rights. If you guys were here last week, the guys who were here, we sat on those topics big time. That's what led to us having a part two of this. We addressed that. We know there's education missing. That's been a constant factor for the last 3 weeks, right? We're in the process now of saying, okay, activating that political success is the how we're trying to get to. Benga, let's hear from somebody else before we jump to you first.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, of course we can. Thanks. Awesome.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Solomon. And thanks, everyone, for a wonderful contribution. So my take, I've just kind of posted on the chat, is that it needs to start with all of us in this forum, because right here in this forum, we have a multiplier effect. There are 13 of us here. If we reach 13 other people, by just our simple act of being patriotic and taking that active stance of the narrative that we give. I say this because I was in Nigerian House a week ago, and it was the first time I was ever there to renew my passport. I went in there and I was out in an hour and a half, and I got my passport.
What country are you in?
I'm in UK.
Okay,
just London.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but I have heard stories about what happened there to other people, right? But so when I came out, there was no camera. I couldn't tell anyone how wonderful my experience was, right? So that is a unique story of its own, but you would never hear it. But if someone goes there to destroy property, we will hear it, and everyone will start feeding in their negative narratives. So we Nigerians have that responsibility, and it starts with us in this house. We need to be actively choosing the narrative that we want to put out there. And if it's negative, let's engage with it and understand what is going on, because we are citizens. So that's just my own point. Thank you.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Lemmy. I knew there was a lot of value there. That's why I was keen to talk to you. What you said, it makes perfect sense, because if something horrible happens, a lot of people talk about it. It's like what's happening in Nigeria. But the good stuff we're doing, stuff people are doing, we don't seem to amplify. So yes, if there's 13 of us and 13 of us amplify to another person, that's 26, and they do the same. So amplifying our challenge or amplifying our progress, that is an activation point right there for as far as I'm concerned. Thank you very much. But let me just go to Demola and see if he's available to add one or two, because we're really, really out of time, although we started 10 minutes late. So we'll give it another 5 minutes before we take it away. Mr. Demola, are you there, please? If you can just highlight how we activate our political success on your level, that would be great. And thanks for joining in.
Yeah, hello, good evening, everyone. This is my first time here, and I'm sorry I came in very late. Also, I was stuck. I was held up on another call. I don't know whether my point might have been discussed previously, but I believe we need a lot of mass education orientation for Nigerians. We have virtually given up on Nigeria. We find out, look at the last week, what has been happening with the Niger Delta Development Commission and the executive coming to defend their budget and expenditure. You find out most Nigerians have turned it into a comedy. You've seen so many things around, because really, that what is happening at NDCC is enough to cause an agitation for people to resign and leave their jobs. But we've all turned into a comedy. You see so many comedy skits going around the internet now. You see, so I feel Nigerians don't know what their rights are. And until collectively we come together and agree, we have that common interest that, okay, look, we're all Nigerians, we deserve better than this, then we'll be able to effect a change in government. We'll stop voting the same set of clueless leaders. These leaders, some of them know what to do, but they are very insensitive. So, but until we come together and know our strength as Nigerians, our rights, I don't think we're going to get it right. So I think as a collective here, the 13 of us, we can reach out to 13 or more others and try and start to educate ourselves. You find that even among the educated Nigerians, some don't even know their rights as a citizen. So you find that educated people are actually laughing at the comedy I think that's my take.
Awesome. I mean, that's kind of aligns with what myself and Ty were talking about before, when Ty indicated that, you know, what the leaders, they kind of know. I was under the opinion that some of them might not know. And you're right, because you can see from what has played out, you know, we have more people making more comedy about what the seriousness of what has happened than people actually discussing about it. But that's for another day. Well, thank you very much for that. We really have only about 2-3 minutes. I know we want to push for time, but hey, let's go back to who hasn't spoken in terms of activating success. And then we can just wrap it up nicely with one or two visions for Nigeria's success story, which is what you would like to call a Nigerian success story. Benga, do you want to pick it up?
Because I was a bit anxious to put something forward. Actually, the question you asked, I was thinking that if people have a clear plan, especially those that are in charge, when they have a clear plan of what they wish to do or what they want to do, and they have an interaction with the grassroots, whichever region they are in, they need to engage the people to find out what exactly is their needs. So if the person in charge can work towards that, then you unlock a lot of things. There will be the connection. So interacting, have a clear plan, and at the same time, let's just bear in mind that whoever is in charge might have some challenges, because in Nigeria there's a lot of bureaucracy. So we should understand that even though you want to fix roads, you have the federal roads, you have the state roads. So we should understand that, you know, both the person in charge and the people have to work collectively. And one more point as well, as we are here, I'm not sure if it was Madam Sandra, I call you Madam Sandra, just for politeness. She mentioned that we, the 13 of us, we can do something. Obviously, we can do something, because when people promise they're going to do something, they don't do it, we can hold them accountable.
Yeah.
When we are holding our people accountable for what they promise to do and they don't do it, they won't get have a chance to have a second time, and then we expose them. That's us being collective and doing something.
Awesome. So the focal points of what you said is we need to enhance our engagement, you know, so we need to really unlock it, enhance it, so it can be fruitful, right? Okay. That's it really. Mr. Lawyer, can you help us out with the last one if you can, just to say,
I enjoy listening to you guys today. I just want to listen.
So. Awesome. Brilliant. That's perfect. Okay. So you know where we are. We're trying to unlock value, but we've done that. So just to wrap it up, guys, we barely have a minute. Honestly, the key thing is, let's end on a positive note. In, you know, what is your own vision? What is your idea for a foreseen Nigerian success story? I'll start from Sandra. I only need about 2-3 people, because we'll barely have 5 minutes, right? So I'll go to Sandra, then I'll bounce back to Uyi, and then bounce back to probably to Ty. I'm sorry, to Demola, because obviously being your first time, so we can just unlock value from you, right? So Sandra, just if you got 1 minute, please, so the last 3 minutes. What is your idea of a foreseen Nigeria's success story?
Being the giant of Africa again. Brilliant. For real, for real. Oh. Not just by mouth, for real. Like in every sense.
It's true.
Thank you.
Thank you. I mean, when you say again, that means we know where we're coming from. And this is what it is, because we're trying to learn from history. We know we were there before. Thank you very much. Okay. Oui.
Just like what Sandra just said, for me, one nation, one destiny.
Okay. Deborah, you want to go? What's your ideal success story for Nigeria?
Yes, for me, is by us being an example, each and every one of us here.
Right, awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. And Demola, I'm going to call it a day for us, because you gave a very valid point and you said we need mass education. So what would be your ideal success story for seeing Nigeria?
My dream, my ideal Nigeria is one whereby you are able to achieve your full potential. That means we get rid of that silly quota system, federal character, whatever name you call it, whereby you can achieve. Every Nigerian, irrespective of where you're born or where you're from, you can achieve your full potential. And I think until we get that, have that in Nigeria, I don't think that will be Nigeria of my dreams.
Thank you. You aligned it with exactly how we started. I know you came in late, but we started off with saying we know we have huge potential. Right, so what are we going to do about this huge potential? And obviously, we want to get back to being the giants of Africa, and we want to align this progress. Just to end it, Ty, do you want to end it with your ideal? Because I know how passionate you are about Nigeria. So what is your own foreseen success for Nigeria? And then we can call it a day.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think we are all passionate about our home country, regardless of what we do. My ideal Nigeria would be a Nigeria that I can be proud of carrying my passport around the world without hindrance or any kind of harassment. In Nigeria, where ethnic cleansing is not being aided by the sitting government. In Nigeria, where hunger and they say take out roof and food as a problem of any man and the problem is solved. A country where we have enough to cater for the whole of West Africa and yet we live in deprivation, we live in hunger, we live in starvation and we see the other side, those who rule us and live in this kind of affluence. In Nigeria, where you have the right to say something is wrong and you won't be harassed or locked up. Yeah. That's my submission.
So technically you're saying in Nigeria with full integrity?
Integrity, quote unquote. Please, no correlation with integrity with that country until a revolution happens. A revolution that will not be televised.
Fair enough.
Revolution of the mind. Of the mind.
Of the mind, yeah.
Thank you very much. Well, guys, I think you see what we're talking about. This is it. I know we can't do this for an hour. This is why when it comes to this point in time, we always say, okay, look, next week again, we'll revisit stuff that we've not really, really touched on. We have a few points that even from the previous week, we highlighted this week, and then, you know, we'll push it on for next week. The whole point is continuously unlocking value because we feel that's key. And then somehow, by a reverse engineering process, our leaders get to understand, they get to hear, and they hear our cries from outside, even from inside. So all I can say is thank you, guys. You know, if feel free to do your bit, 13 of us, another 13. It might be somebody else running the show next week, who knows, because it's just a call. Yeah, so thank you very much for your time. You know, we can't do more than 1 hour, but thanks a lot. And I hope you guys had a great time.
Thank you.